When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Welcome to Worst Year Ever, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together or not. Everything is so dumb, 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 da-dum, dumb.
Ah, it's the worst year ever, the only podcast whose title was just plagiarized by Radiolab, who we are in the process, I promise you, of pursuing legally. I feel confident saying their offices will be nothing but a bloody crater in the ground when
wait,
we finish
taking
our vengeance.
They plagiarized us for their...
They sure do. They have a series, or at least an episode, called Worst Year Ever.
They do.
It's about the worst year to be alive on planet Earth. And I have never been angrier.
Oh, yeah.
Did they just take clips from our show over the past 2 years?
It's just our show. As I understand it, it's just our show. But cutting it and editing it very carefully to have Cody admit to being the Unabomber.
Well,
yeah.
No, it's not a hard.
Well, that sounds like good journalism.
Tapestry to stitch together.
Mm-hmm.
They put,
that's my
like,
assumption.
I've said it before
between,
and I'll say it again.
No, they put periods in between the words.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so that's just trying to trick the algorithm so they don't get a DMCA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
I'm going to burn Radiolab to the ground.
Yeah, I think
it's
that's
a real
the only
lab,
option.
Right? It's like an
it's a laboratory. So there's a lot of flammable things in there.
Mm-hmm.
They should not.
Not after I'm done with it.
Tried us. Yeah.
They'll be too busy being on fire.
Mm-hmm. On fire ADO lab.
Mm hmm.
That's Flameo what people will call
lab. Welcome back to the worst year ever. We've been reading books, good books.
We have been. Has there
great
been
books.
News? I don't think so.
I
doesn't seem likely.
Imagine. There wouldn't
Does
be.
Does not seem like a thing there's been.
The only news I care about is what's going to happen to this tiny little guy inside of another guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's what matters to me.
The abortion allegory we discovered this was last week.
Yeah. You know, there's people in the Reddit who are frustrated who say that the story What's Fair had a point and we didn't get it. I think we got it. They were like, no, we're doing an Ayn Rand allegory. We got it. It's just incompetently done. So there's not actually a point because it's not really established whether or not, what's his name? The murderer brother is any, like... We just hear from his perspective that his physical labor is what's saving the farm, and we never actually get a reveal to show that his brother was actually doing anything that kept the farm going or the family going. So again, that's what Ben's trying to do, but there's no message because he didn't do it competently.
He didn't do it, yeah.
That's my argument with Reddit.
Well, also the other brother, not only did he not demonstrate that he was actually doing work, it did demonstrate that the work he did do was build a tractor that did not work.
That did not work. that was not effective.
It didn't work when you press the button. Should have been easy.
Yeah.
Better luck next time.
If the message is that, like, there's Ubermensch inventors and laborers need to know their place, we never establish that the Ubermensch is, in fact, good at anything.
Yeah.
It's not actually shown by anything that happens in the story.
Yeah, one could argue that it demonstrated that he was bad at it.
Yeah, that the message is that sometimes two people who are bad at things have a murder.
Yeah, sometimes sometimes a murder happens between two people with very few redeeming qualities, or qualities at all.
Oh, qualities whatsoever, because they're not really characters in any meaningful way. Yeah. Well,
where did we leave off on this other this other book?
I think
the one that we haven't gotten wrong yet.
The pinchers of the mechanical mites have been breaking through.
Yeah.
Tearing the halo apart. I think we created a cliffhanger. And to listeners, to eagle-eared listeners, we may be repeating ourselves. And that's okay, because it was so good that we had to read it twice.
The story's so nice, we read it twice because we forgot exactly where it ended.
The story's so forgettable that we're going to read...
We may repeat ourselves.
So, I think the mites are coming, dozens of them, hundreds of them. I pull, I tug, I yank. Finally, I pry the damn thing open. I think he's talking about the halo here. Right. Oh shit!
Oh right, the halo.
I skipped some important bit. Okay, so first of all,
wait, like, just reset.
Yeah, yeah. So he's climbing. All right, I climb through the hole in the halo, I grab the stomach lining, and climb toward what looks like a closed ring above me. I have to get out. I have to get the hell out now. It takes me a second to realize that the stomach acid is burning away layers of skin. I'd scream, but I need the air. Instead, I grit my teeth, breaking a molar, as my shoulder muscle is exposed. I do remember this. The mites are gaining. The liquid is gluing me to the walls, too, like a fly stuck in a web. Yes, this is where it's... Ah! Just above me is the ring of the esophagus. Hand over hand, I grab. My legs hang free. Wait, how did you... I thought you were stuck.
I thought he was climbing hand over hand.
He was climbing hand over hand on the walls... But he was stuck because of the liquid that they said.
Right.
Doesn't matter. My legs hang free, though, as I am hand over hand grabbing. I'm upside down. A drop of stomach acid bathes my face. A drop. Burning off the skin.
I don't think
I'm almost
stomach
there.
Acid works that fast, but okay. All right.
Too late.
Yeah, sure.
Sandwich goes in.
His world, his rules, Robert.
That's fine. That's fine.
This is what mites do, and this is also
how stomach acid works.
The esophagus works. You plop it down, and it just...
Stomach acid is basically the acid from Alien.
Exactly.
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah. We all know this. We all learned this. We're all learning it now, maybe. But the important thing is, learning is important. I'm upside down now. A drop of stomach acid bathes my face, burning off the skin. But I'm almost there. I feel the jerk before I see it. A mechanical mite has my leg, claws at it frantically. Not a good sentence. A mechanical mite has my leg and claws at it frantically. But who has the time to write the word and? I kick again, but my leg feels slow, unresponsive. Then I feel warm. When I look down, the mechanical mite is gone. So is my right leg below the knee. The bone hangs out in shards. I bite right through my bottom lip. The bone hangs out in shards. It would fall away in shards. If it's in shards, it's not together, right?
Yeah, I mean...
It doesn't hang out in shards. It hangs out, right? Like, it's splintered, maybe.
I don't, you know, Ben's wife is a doctor.
Oh, that, so you're right. I'm sorry.
You can assume that he fact-checked this part,
his P's
at least.
Q's.
Yeah,
I'm sure she's the one who said that if you wind up vomiting, you have to get clear immediately because the stomach acid will eat a hole in your floor.
Oh yeah, whenever you like throw up,
it goes right through the toilet.
Your entire throat is coated with stomach acid, and you never speak again.
Yeah, that's why everyone dies when they throw up a single time.
Yep, it's the leading cause of death. Throwing up once.
It's a real problem
on account
for society.
Of the stomach acid. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we'll get through it with collective action.
Together.
and not rugged individualism that will... Oh, God! It's trying to get away from the news. When I look down, the mechanical mite is gone. So is my right leg below the knee. The bone hangs out in shards. I bite right through my bottom lip. And the acid gets in? I don't know. The adrenaline is coming, I know, to fight the pain. But I use it instead to pull myself up. Push myself through the ring. Do both. It won't give way. The mites are coming. Dozens of them. Hundreds of them. So many fucking commas in this. It won't give way, semicolon. The mites are coming, comma. Dozens of them, comma. Hundreds of them, period. I pull, tug, yank. Finally, I pry the damn thing open. Pull myself halfway through. Formatting error. And it closes around my waist. I'm trapped. The clicking sounds of the mites closer and closer. I'm dead, and I know it. I'm going to die down here in the gut of the whale. Amy will never know what happened to me. She might. She knew you were.
She knew what you signed up for.
Job, right? Like, you didn't tell her that you were going to do this for 3 years?
Yeah, that does seem like something you would chat about. Because, like,
mention,
I don't know,
like what the risks are.
Love is a powerful force, but also most people whose partners abandon them without explanation for 3 years will return to find that person has moved on.
Yeah, maybe don't expect her to care what happened to you if you just sort of disappeared suddenly.
Maybe expect her to be, like, livid, because that's incredibly not okay.
Yeah, you should have told me you were going to shrink down to a tiny guy and go help kill dust mites that are apparently bloodthirsty in this universe.
I have been with some very forgiving people, but I don't think anybody would forgive that.
I'd be so mad if my partner.
That would be really,
like,
really unacceptable.
Love you, babe, but I just gotta do it for me, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, but he didn't even say that.
There.
He just, like, left, right?
He just left.
He's just out.
Oh, God.
Assuming she's waiting, sitting at the door every day, like that dog in the Futurama episode.
Oh,
you know,
God.
The sad one.
But, like, less sad, because Ben's
But less sad, because no one competent wrote this.
Take a stomach acid for you, babe.
Mm-hmm.
A drop.
Mm-hmm.
Amy will never know what happened to me. Because
Jesus
I didn't
Christ.
Tell her. They'll tell her some fiction about
That's
dying.
Such a huge plot hole.
Like,
you're just assuming she's going to be around and fine. Yeah,
waiting
okay.
to hear the news about the secret. Is this a secret company?
Oh.
Yeah, how did you find out? Again, we know nothing about this world, because Ben is terrified of actually telling a story. We know basically nothing about, like, is this a normal thing? Do, like, all crazy rich people now do versions of this? Is this guy famous for shrinking people down? Because
right.
he invented shrinking technology. So
for
you
this,
would think he'd be famous for that.
Yeah.
Like, what is the extent to which any of this is commonly known? Or, like, what is the actual cultural relevance of all of this? How has it changed life? You know, these are the questions that a science fiction writer would you know, I heard a great quote the other day, Katie. I didn't come up with it. I don't know who came up with it, but it's science fiction is not anticipating the internal combustion engine. It's anticipating traffic, right? Like, that's like what's actually interesting science fiction isn't look at this cool thing. It's how would this cool thing impact people?
Yeah.
Right.
Generally in ways that are not obvious or would not be based on the intent.
It's a really good quote.
Yeah, it's great.
Gets right to the core.
Yeah, it says everything. And I guess Ben is telling us that the unintended consequences of shrinking technology would be that tiny people fight dust mites on cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah, he really thought it through. I think that that's the primary problem with Ben in general, is that I think that he can't be bothered. I know we've danced around this, but not just with, you know, his works of fiction, but with his tweets, with his articles, with just anything. He can't be bothered to do the work of sitting and thinking through and answering some of the questions he poses. Otherwise, it wouldn't make sense and he wouldn't have an answer. But that's like across the board. So I guess it's not surprising that that's how he shows up in this.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
It is just, of course, a fucking course.
Yeah. If this, then what is not a sentence or question he ever like.
No.
Asked.
If this, then that's the fact.
Yeah,
no, Ben has never asked a question. Like a real question where you actually are hoping to learn something that might inform or alter the way that you see the world, because that would imply that his view of the world could possibly change.
Yeah, no, he asks quote like rhetorical questions that like he has his prepared answer for, but he's not a curious mind at all.
Yeah. Absolutely. He can't be. It's immoral to be a curious mind.
Exactly.
Again,
a movie about
that
Ben.
That opens
yourself
called
answers. A movie about Ben would be an incurious mind.
Yeah,
incurious mind.
Incurious mind.
Someone write it.
Because, yeah, it would.
I'm imagining it being like, what's that Ben Affleck, Matt Damon movie? Good Will Hunting.
Yes.
There's like a math problem on the chalkboard, and he just erases it and writes in sex is, I don't know, penises are, shouldn't do
yes,
anything. Yeah. Something terrible.
Sex,
I didn't
sex
have
doesn't
a full
go
joke.
Together with something.
Don't have sex
don't
unless
be,
you're married. Yeah.
Or like, is don't be married unless you're straight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My wife is a doctor. Something
normalized
like that.
Straight marriage.
Yeah, normalized straight marriage.
And,
yeah.
And swallowing stuff and having whatever you eat go plink, plink, plink against the walls of your esophagus.
Like a plink out machine. Yeah. God. Like a fuck it. It's amazing. Okay. Please continue.
All right. So he's dead and he knows it. And he's going to die down there in the gut of the whale. Capitalized T, capitalized W. Amy will never know what happened to me. This is where we keep getting stopped up.
Write her a tiny note.
And then grow it. That's a perfect plan. They'll tell her some fiction about dying hero against the mites, doing my job, the whole routine. My skeleton will be digested by the whale. He'll outlive me. You could put like a butt, my skeleton will be there, whatever, it's fine. In sheer despair, I slam my fist against the ring, and miraculously, it loosens for an instant. I pull myself up, and it snaps closed, locking out the mites. This is like, I know what he's going for here. It's just, like, happens so, like, quickly amidst, like, all this other bullshit that, like, what he's doing is, like the Indiana Jones hat, like, grabbing the hat, right, when the door closes. Like, he wants a suspenseful moment where he's, like, getting through a doorway, and it snaps shut, and the horde of mites get, like, slams into it, and he's safe. But it's just, like...
Too much work to describe that. Nope.
Yeah, all it's, like,
sudden,
not...
All of a sudden it works, and the mites are trapped that way. Okay.
Yeah, it's, like, just incredibly boring. Like, in sheer... Yeah. I slam my fist against a ring, and miraculously it loosens for an instant. I pull myself up, and it snaps closed, locking out the mites. Okay, that happened.
And I know, I'm sure, again, Ben's intention is that the actual bad guy here is the whale, but right. He's also not a character. Not really. And there's no, all of the actual, like, action tension is between him and these very boring enemies that aren't exciting or cool. And that would be fine if the focus of the story was anything other than him fighting them. But that's all Ben seems to want to write, is this guy struggling against mites, which is, again, the least interesting part of the story.
Yeah, it's the faceless horde of mechanical mites that couldn't do the job that he's hiring these tiny people to do.
Yeah.
Program the mites to kill the other mites.
It's like in Alien. The alien is not the thing that is, like, the most interesting. Like, that's not the bulk of the movie. The bulk of the movie is how, like, these individual human beings react and the choices that they make. And, like, the alien is important as to how it pushes them to make choices and reveals things about the characters and causes conflicts for them. But, like, the movie's always centered on the people and the things that they are doing and what it reveals about, like, them and the world that they're in. There's a lot of, like, commentary and whatnot in that movie and a number of things. Ben appears to think that the thing people actually want is just a guy for no real reason fighting weird monsters.
They want a hero.
Yeah.
It's like another example. You kept saying the thing people want or whatever. Like, the thing. If Ben made The Thing, it would be like a bunch of battles with the monster instead of a movie about, like, the isolation and mistrust and all these characters and how they deal with that.
Yeah.
Katie, go.
I was going to say, to be fair, we are referencing a lot of, like, much longer works than a short story. But to be even more fair, it doesn't matter. The principles of storytelling pertain to a short story. I just felt like it's good to acknowledge, like, yeah, we're talking about larger pieces of writing. But there's lots of people that have written brilliant, beautiful, concise short stories while also following these same kinds
Right. You could write a short story version of Alien. And like, still get all of that across. A good writer would be able to do that. A competent writer, a barely competent writer.
I'll go a step farther. just a writer.
A writer, I was going to say.
Yeah, yep. Philip K. Dick could have taken this story and thrown in a giant head screaming at him from the sky. And, you know, with just a couple of pounds of amphetamines, we might have something you could make into a Paul Verhoeven movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this would be a... this would not be a good movie, no matter who makes it. Sorry.
No.
I'm like, wait, maybe no.
You would need that extra bit of Philip K. Dick being on amphetamines, listening to a giant head screaming at him from the sky.
Maybe as like a sequel to the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids franchise, mm-hmm. you can take a nugget of it somehow. But
yeah, Honey, we resurrected Philip K. Dick, gave him hair or methamphetamine, and handed him a Ben Shapiro short story to edit,
and he made it like. Okay.
Yeah. It's family friendly. You gotta give it that.
It's very erotic.
Very erotic.
An erotic family friendly flip. Yeah.
A lot of extra scenes with the mites, if you know what I'm saying. Oh, God.
Philip K. Dick really focused in on the mites.
Really focused in on the mites.
Yeah.
Wait.
Before we continue. I think it's time to take a quick ad break.
Oh, yeah. But before we do a quick ad break, I have one more paragraph to get through before the break that Ben makes. So we got a cliffhanger coming up, surely, and it's going to be exciting. Because in sheer despair, I slam my fist against the ring, and miraculously, it loosens for an instant. I pull myself up, and it snaps closed, locking out the mites. The adrenaline is wearing off now, and I can feel myself losing consciousness. I shove the stump of my lower leg onto the ring, let the remnants of stomach acid on the ring cauterize the wound. the blood turns black. The flesh burns. Then I slip into darkness, just like science. We'll be back.
That's how it works. That's how stomach acid works. That's why if you both puke and cut open an artery at the same time, you just jam some of that puke in the wound, and you're good to go, baby.
Mm-hmm. Cauterize that wound.
If you ever get cut. Puke on yourself.
Yeah, if somebody ever gets an arterial injury and you're around, just stick your fingers down your throat and vomit on their open wound, and you will save their life.
Like
that's actually
lightsaber.
What military medics are trained to do in combat. They just puke right on the gunshot wound.
Mm-hmm. Did not know that.
Mm-hmm. If Star Wars was accurate, it'd just be like a bunch of people puking on each other's puke.
Just vomiting on each other's laser burns.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
exactly.
On that note, mm-hmm. here's a word from our sponsors.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Everything is so dumb, 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 dumb.
And we're back from that break.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
I can't wait to learn more.
What happens? What happens? Where did we leave off? Where did we leave off our heroes? Anyone? Where did we leave off our heroes?
I already can't remember. I think he lost consciousness.
He slipped into darkness after losing like a couple of his limbs.
Yeah, he lost his leg and he cauterized it with stomach acid, so we're good. He's fine. And, Hale and hearty.
Yeah, thank God for stomach acid.
Mm-hmm. Nature's tourniquet.
The least utilized natural remedy for wounds. Get on it, healthcare system. Okay. September 23rd. I've lost all sense of time. But you just said what day it was. He's done this a couple of times where he said the date and he's like, I don't know how long it's been. Nonsense. I can tell by my size. I'm now about 3 inches tall. That it's been another 36 hours. So you haven't lost all sense of time. You have a sense of time.
I love saying something and then immediately contradicting myself.
Like even
it's something that I've written and have the ability to edit.
Like if you're in the woods and you don't have a watch and you don't know how long it's been and you look at the sun and you can determine how long it's been, that is a sense of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's an external sense. You have like you're like using your environment, but like.
Cody, do you remember we just opened a part of this with him listing the date and then saying, I don't know what day it is?
Yeah, like, September 23rd, I've lost all sense of time, so actually you haven't. And I can tell by my size how much fucking time there's gone by.
It's
very
again,
funny in the same sentence.
It's a sandwich of, like, contradictory, like, it's so, Ben, try it a little harder.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, read what you wrote once.
No, Cody, no.
Okay. Anyway, it's been another 36 hours, despite me having no sense of time. The acceleration will be fast now. Well, acceleration is fast.
It's fine. It doesn't matter.
It's fine. There's no room to expand. I'm standing in the whale's esophagus. Actually, there would be a little room to expand. Because,
it's fine.
We discussed the esophagus. It's fine. I'm standing in the whale's esophagus. On my one good leg. How are you? Wait.
It's fine.
Standing?
I know. I'm curious about that too. What are you standing on?
How are you standing? One-legged.
I don't want him to explain because then that would be more words. But also, yeah, you need to explain.
Like, even just like if you're in, like, as he's imagining, a pipe, then you're like, your leg is against one side and your hands are like pushing against this either side to like hold yourself up or something. Doesn't matter.
Yes. Anyway.
Doesn't matter. I'm standing in the whale's esophagus. Wait, you have.
I mean, what was the thing that snapped closed beneath him or whatever?
The halo.
The halo. So theoretically, or like you could be standing on that, but like
the edge of
say
the
that. Say
esophagus
it.
Or something.
Describe it.
Yeah. This, say that, actually. You're right. That's where he's standing. He's standing at the bottom where the little hole is closed. All right. There's barely any air. Okay. I breathe slowly, laboriously, trying not to use up all the oxygen the whale has swallowed. The whale will realize I'm alive soon. I'm large enough that he should be able to feel me. It's only a matter of time before they try something else. Right? Like, isn't the whale like, wouldn't he be choking right now? You're standing in his esophagus?
If there's a 3-inch man standing in your esophagus.
3 inches tall? That's a really big thing to have in your
esophagus.
Or like
vomiting, I would think. There's like,
that's
sort of
fucking huge.
Yeah, it's a good point.
That's like the size of an iPod, or at least an iPod Nano, stuck in your esophagus. This is nonsense. Now I'm upset because it's nonsense. All right. It's only a matter of time before they try something else, like, I don't know, the Heimlich or something, because fucking iPod Nano's in your throat, which gives me just a little while to climb my way out. I've made up my mind. I'm going to go out the way I came in. Yeah, you have to. You didn't go the other... The esophagus will lead up into the throat. And then I'll force my way out. But before I can try it, the water comes pouring down. It comes down in great gushes. Ooh, bad. It comes down... Like, because the water comes pouring down. Period. New paragraph. Formatting error. It comes down in great gushes, washing over me, refreshing me. But then the stream becomes too strong. The ring opens again, sucking the water into the stomach. I grab the wall of the esophagus and hold on for dear life. I'm not going back in there with those metal mites, says the iPod Nano in the throat. The water stops, and the whale takes a deep breath, swelling his belly out. Swelling out his belly. Now that I'm in the esophagus, I can hear everything better. And now that I'm bigger, the voices don't seem quite so distorted. Which means I can hear that the doctor is back. Too many new paragraphs for so little to say. Sir, he's saying, I can't imagine how he survived.
And I can't imagine how you botched it, says the whale. But you'd better fix it. I feel the pressure in my chest. It's him. I know it is. And it's growing worse all the time.
How are you talking so well with an iPod Nano in your throat?
Yeah.
Well, that does esophagus, seem like it would... not quite throat yet.
Not quite throat yet in the esophagus. But like, what?
It seems like it would make it difficult to talk.
It would be like gagging.
I've never shoved an iPod Nano into my esophagus, but I don't think I would be able to speak the way I normally speak.
Especially if it's like got little hands and it's grabbing your esophagus as well.
It seems like it would be a problem.
Be a problem.
I don't know. We can ask Ben Shapiro's doctor wife. Perhaps she will say, no, the esophagus actually does fine with an iPod Nano in it.
Mm-hmm. We do it all the time in our family. We eat iPod Nanos, but not all the way. We keep them in our throats. Keep them stuck.
Our esophagus.
That's called...
Esophagi.
Medicine.
So what happens next?
That he should start a club
the
Esophagi. The
Esophagi is a good band.
Mm-hmm. It's an okay band. Mm-hmm. I'd listen to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Esophagi.
Esophagus rock.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's an Aesop rock joke for all you.
It was a good one.
All you hip-hop fans.
Out there. Mm-hmm. In radio land.
Mm-hmm.
I smile. At least I'm giving the bastard a little pain. But you're clearly... All right.
He seems fine, actually. But okay.
He doesn't totally seem fine. To notice at all.
Then I punch his esophagus from the inside.
Sorry, that's
okay.
Funny.
He flinches. I feel it now, he says. Sorry. I feel it now, he says. Kind of, because he's got a fucking thing in his throat. We tried the mites, says the doctor. How about an emetic? Smart. Very smart. They know I must be out of the halo one way or another. Yeah, you punched his esophagus. And they know that I haven't been killed by the stomach acid.
Because you punched the esophagus.
It's cauterized your wounds. It helped you. So if they can't bring me to the acid, they'll have to bring the acid to me. If he vomits, he'll bring up everything, including the acid. I'll be burned beyond recognition. Or he'll throw you up, and then you'll be outside of his body in a very shallow pool of puke that you'll get out of quickly.
Because puke doesn't dissolve skin instantly.
Doesn't dissolve skin
or even
instantly.
Particularly quickly.
Guys, his world, his rules.
Uh-huh. His world, his rules. His dream.
These facts don't care about your feelings of how the world would work.
But my facts do care.
I can't, says the whale. My ulcer, it'll start bleeding again.
Mm. Good point. So that's what that red spot was in the stomach. He already knew this. Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on. I got a word.
Just banged my head on the table.
I feel like he's already noticed this and guessed it was an ulcer, but whatever. Maybe I'm just making it up because he should have. So that's what that red spot was in the stomach. Well, bless God for the whale's coffee and stress addiction. Okay.
No, it won't.
It's the doctor speaking. No, it won't, says the doctor.
That medicine you took earlier. Here we go. No, it won't, says the doctor. That medicine you took earlier coated your stomach lining. The ulcer should be closed temporarily.
Hmm.
The whale leans forward. I can feel him do it.
Yes, he says. I see your point.
Oh, boy.
This is like, it's like CW dialogue.
No, what? the CW dialogue is always better written than this.
Yes, I see your point. Like, no, he talks like that. All right. I prepare myself to die. Amy, if only I could say goodbye. Also, formatting error on that paragraph.
But sure. Of course.
It doesn't matter. The doctor pads out of the room.
What?
The doctor pads out of the room.
Yeah. That is the ridiculous. Pads out of the room is a phrase that you see when you're describing sleepy little children going back to bed.
Maybe he's like, he's just like being careful not to upset the whale, you know? The doctor pads out of the room, or at least it sounds like it. A few minutes later, he's back. See, this is where we get, like, earlier, when he's literally in the person's stomach, and he's describing, like, what the people are doing with utter, like, complete, like, omnipresent confidence. And here he is. The doctor pads out of the room, or at least it sounds like it. Yeah, so just from the beginning, describe what things sound like, not what is literally happening. And then 5 pages later, be like, well, I mean, it sounds like that's going on.
It's like, it sounds like the doctor leaves and comes back 5 minutes later.
Yeah. Like, it's like I hear footsteps.
It sounds like then, having a thing the size of a smartphone jammed in your esophagus is not a problem enough that they need to, like, rush a ton.
Also, the doctor pads out of the room, or at least it sounds like it. And a few minutes later, he's back. So here's the thing, Ben. Your character has resigned himself to die. He's going to die, and he wants to say goodbye to Amy, whoever that fucking is. But you've already established that, like, he can grab onto the esophagus from the inside, and, like, you're, like, standing in there, and you're just, like, hanging out for a few minutes knowing that he's going to puke you up. So just, like, use those few minutes to climb the esophagus, right? He's just, like, chilling down there.
Mm-hmm.
Just like wasted time. Anyway, a few minutes later, nothing happens, and now he's back.
Swallow,
he orders. And here comes the shower again. Not water and a pill. No, they're too smart for that. They know I'd grab the pill, prevent it from hitting the stomach. No, you wouldn't.
What?
It would like knock you. It's like, it'd be like half your size. Whatever. No, this shower is of Epicac. Slime all over me. Too many commas. You need to just write sentences better. It's very apparent right now. No, comma, this showers of Epicac, comma, slime all over me. The ring opens, sucking it in. Just a few seconds now before the geyser of acidic vomit comes up, finishing me. I rub my right leg, what's left of it, and look down through the ring. The Epicac is washing through the stomach. The mechanical mites are swimming around in it. Soon they'll be joining me along with the acid.
Okay, so the acid doesn't affect the mechanical mites.
Oh yeah, no, they're fine.
Yeah,
it only
burns through flesh,
burns
but
through
it's
human
fine
flesh very quickly
on mites.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the mites. Well, obviously that's why there are so many mites in our stomachs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why we got the mites. Soon they'll be joining me along with the acid. New paragraph. Unless I join them first.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
new paragraph.
Flip the script. Mm-hmm.
The ulcer. New paragraph. It's the only chance. New paragraph.
All of these new paragraphs are designed to be like dramatic, and it's just dumb.
Well, it's okay, because each of them is expressing a completely distinct thought.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta switch.
You gotta switch. Well, yeah, because like it's like he wants the suspense of like timing and space, and like drawing it out, but he can't write enough words, so he's got to make 2-word paragraphs. And, like, it's the illusion of suspense, right? But I'm full of suspense, so let's find out what happens. I can't make it up the esophagus in time. Ah, you had a few minutes while the doctor was gone, buddy. This is like...
Yeah, you could have been climbing up by then.
I can't make it up the esophagus in time. You could have when the doctor was gone. All right. Not with this time bomb below me. Well, you had time. It wasn't a time bomb when the doctor was gone. But I can make it down. I hold my breath and dive down through the ring. The fall seems endless. I feel like I'm skydiving through noxious air. I briefly wonder if I'll survive the fall at all. But then I'm on the side of the stomach. I claw at the wall, grabbing a handhold, plastering myself as the acid swirls below me. The mites haven't noticed me yet, covered as I am in the sticky goo that coated the stomach. Just a few body lengths away is the ulcer. It's covered in that same goo, but not for long, if I can keep holding my breath. I edge my way down toward it. It's raised and throbbing, but that's right, but not obvious to the mites. I fall to my knees and begin scraping away the now hardened black coating. Chunk by chunk, I rip it away. The mites turn and see me, but they see something else. The red, ugly flesh of the ulcer, bleeding, inviting them, because they love blood.
Mites love to mechanical eat blood as much as they love tobacco.
Mechanical mites. Yeah.
Oh, right. These are the mechanical mites, too. So they don't, they don't really eat.
No, they've been programmed to chase.
Why would any program them to attack ulcers?
Yeah. Programmed to crave blood. Like normal mites also crave. Yeah.
Apparently, because the normal mites were also bloodthirsty, correct? Ugh.
That's fucking great, Ben.
Nailed it's very it. Good. And good it's so writing. Good, in fact, that I think this is a wonderful time for suspense. Cliffhanger time. We'll be back. Break. I promise that this story is over in a couple of pages.
I don't promise shit, because it's Ben Shapiro. There could be a whole nother version of this story that he's producing with his new film team.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I hope he is. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I bet he is. I bet he's not, because he's taking these offline.
And hire, what's a failed actor who turned into a writer?
Kevin Sorbo's.
Kevin Sorbo. Absolutely. Kevin Sorbo as guy fighting mites.
Yeah, Kevin Sorbo, Dean Cain is probably the whale or the doctor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dean Cain will be the
or
whale.
You could get Kid Rock in there or something.
Yeah, Kid Rock could be his friend who dies tragically to the mites. Yeah,
that'd be perfect.
Man, I'm already, perfect casting.
Kirstie Alley maybe could be Amy.
Yeah, throw Kirstie Alley in there, sure.
Mm-hmm. I think we have a winner.
Mm-hmm.
I'd watch it.
I would too. I absolutely would.
Of course.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together or not.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Everything's so dumb, 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 dumb.
We're back. I'm thinking of Kirstie Alley waiting at home for Kevin Sorbo to finish his 3 years fighting mites.
Having no idea where he went.
Having no idea where he went, but waiting faithfully.
Reading all these news stories about the one guy who invented shrinking technology and exclusively uses it to shrink down people to kill the mites that he fears are drinking his blood. And they are.
That's why he made mechanical mites to drink his blood too.
Exactly. You got to get those. It's more sterile, right? Because they're mechanical.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That makes sense to me.
All right. What happens?
Well,
I've been cliffhanging.
He's been. We're gonna get you up from that cliff. The ulcer's bleeding and inviting the mites. They rush at it. Pincers scraping together with twisted glee. The first mite virtually leaps over me in its eagerness
virtually?
To be at the flesh. Oh, yeah. It virtually. I didn't read it fairly. The first mite that's bad.
No, that's not. Nah. That's not how you.
That's not my fault.
Correct. That's
the
bad.
The first mite virtually writing. Leaps over me in its eagerness. It leaps over you.
It either leapt over you or it did not. You.
Yeah.
Did it, like, what are you saying? Are you saying it, like, leapt and then hit you in the head because it didn't get above you? Or are you saying that it simulated
like
itself?
It jumped up and then, like, walked around you? Or like,
yeah.
Asked you
to move?
You're
bad at this, Ben.
Bad at this. It plunges deep into the ulcer, digging, blood oozing from the wound. Interesting that the stomach acid is not cauterizing the ulcer wound that he's describing.
Right.
I thought that's what... the stomach acid did to all wounds. No. Maybe it's just if you're tiny.
Yeah.
The whale screams, convulses. Sorry, Katie, I cut you off with
no,
drama.
I did. I had nothing to say, really.
Mm. Well, then
the
drama
whale screams.
Gonna keep coming. I grab another chunk, pull it off the ulcer, throw it away. How big is this ulcer? Now the blood of the whale is around my knees, and the mites are coming. Oh, they're coming. Yeah. Sorry.
And we're sure these are still the robot mites, which he has programmed to be insatiably attracted to his blood.
To blood, apparently, and not just mites or this one guy.
Great.
But the blood of him.
The man who invented them and is deploying them.
Yeah.
Ugh,
how quickly
it's
we
a
fall.
Classic story of hubris.
Yeah, it sure
the hubris
is.
Of a man who made mites that don't need to eat, but somehow are again insatiably attracted to his blood.
His
flying
blood
a little
right now.
Too close to the sun, whale. Mm-hmm. All right, what happens?
A little too close to the halo in the esophagus. All right. What happens? They're coming by the tens, the dozens, the hundreds. Drawn by the blood, and they follow the first mite.
Where are they coming from?
All
Sorry,
over.
Continue.
They're
also,
all over.
If he is now the size of like an iPod, those mites will be almost microscopically small to him.
Right?
Still.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Shouldn't he be able to stomp on him or something?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Also, he's so much bigger than this ulcer by now.
Like, yeah, he's.
Yeah, I was just thinking that too.
Yeah. But they're coming. By the tens, the dozens, the hundreds, drawn by the blood, and they follow the first mite, tearing into the open flesh. The first mite, which virtually leapt over me.
Mm-hmm.
That is not included in this story.
It's fine. It's fine.
The whale screams again.
Sure.
Then I'm horizontal, comma, flat. The whale has been pushed to the ground. The acid drips toward me slowly. I climb for higher ground, but something is going on above me. A scraping, a cutting. Too many commas. They're cutting open the whale. They're gutting him. My breath is running out, but the sawing is growing nearer. Then I see it. A sliver of light. They're almost at the stomach. Then they're through. I see the point of the scalpel slice through the tissue. An enormous hand reaches down toward the ulcer, carrying an enormous piece of gauze.
Is he gauzing the ulcer?
That is what he's doing.
Mm, wait, okay. I'm sorry. Is that a treatment for ulcers?
I don't think cutting someone open is. I mean, I guess there's sometimes you do. Sometimes there are surgeries for ulcers.
Right,
I assume.
Right.
I don't think you just like cut them open and shove gauze on it.
Yeah.
Not a doctor. Not. Pretty sure that's not the treatment.
Well. His wife is, though.
Also, pretty sure, like, we have, there are right now, if he's, like, if it was a bleeding situation bad enough that they needed to do an immediate intervention, we have stuff like Celox today that, like, stops bleeding extremely quickly. And I imagine in this future where they can shrink things, maybe they have other options. But no, they're just jamming gauze onto an ulcer.
Just wanted to make sure.
Science has progressed to the point of shrinking technology, but literally nothing else. So, this is my chance, and I take it. I leap as far as I can, grasp the hand. So, like, quite a bit. I hear a gasp from above.
Remarkable for only having one leg.
Truly remarkable.
Yeah, really pretty good jump for a one-legged man.
This is where we find leg. He's got some, like, moon boots on, too, that allow him
yeah,
to hop.
Give him moon
maybe
boots.
They gave him moon boots.
Or, like,
sure.
a grappling sort of gun type of thing. Or no.
Any number of things is possible.
He leaps, much like the might virtually left over him. He leaps as far as he can, but literally. I hear a gasp from above, and suddenly I'm flying through the air, clear of the whale, in the bright artificial light of the office. I'm on the carpet, screaming, laughing all at once, covered in the whale's blood, covered in his filth, crying for air and crying for joy. I'm alive. I gotta read the sentence again. I'm on the carpet, comma, screaming, comma, laughing all at once, comma, covered in the whale's blood, comma, covered in his filth, comma, crying for air and crying for joy.
What
period.
A bad sentence.
I'm alive. Period. Sorry. That's a complete sentence. No, Katie, you are right.
But
then
I interrupted you, and
it's
I just
fine.
Did it again.
That's what this is for. We can't just read all the way through. How is that a way to enjoy this piece of art? Then I look up into the eyes of the whale. He sees me. His eyes widen.
Kill him.
Sure.
He whispers. And the doctor turns. But he falls
so
to
bad.
His knees.
Yeah, that's the doctor's job.
Right,
first,
just step on
do
him.
Do no harm. Second, kill him.
Step on him, whale.
Step on him, whale.
Kill him,
he whispers. And the doctor turns. Period. New paragraph. But he falls to his knees, bleeding. God. I look up, and there's Jensen, giant in the light, sweating, holding a scissors.
My name
Sorry.
Is Jensen.
That's just not how
Jensen.
I
is that the guy that was supposed to die? No.
Is the guy who's like on the comm, right?
On the comm. Okay, yeah, I redo my casting. This guy's Kid Rock.
Ooh, absolutely. This is Kid Rock. Yeah. With the.
That's why
law.
I was like, my name is. Okay.
Yeah,
we
my
get
name
it.
Is Jensen.
I don't need to explain the thing I just did.
Yeah.
I look up and there's Jensen, giant in the light, sweating, holding a scissors. They're dripping blood, too.
Wait,
the blood of the doctor. Oh my God, Ben, we know it's the blood of the doctor.
But wait, just a point of clarification. Did he say holding a scissors?
He did, thank you. I kind of glossed over that. Yeah. But
it's just holding scissors. It's
holding
just
scissors.
Holding scissors.
Scissors.
Holding a pair of scissors.
I know that this is tiny, but that's important. Nobody
says
that.
Yeah, I think in general, writing is important in a story. Yes, I entirely agree.
It's just like... It's just how, like, a six-year-old would say it. I'm holding a scissors.
Holding a scissors.
I'm holding a scissors.
As he pads to his bedroom.
He pads to his bedroom holding a scissors. Oh, thank you for... Because I thought I was putting enough sauce on that that part to really highlight
it. Well, you were.
But I feel like it sort of passed us by.
Right. This is a team effort, you know.
But one other thing that passed us by. So the doctor turns. He falls to his knees, bleeding. I look up and there's Jensen, giant in the light, sweating, holding a scissors. They're dripping blood, too. The blood of the doctor. Again.
At least he didn't say
we know.
They're dripping bloods, too.
Well,
bloods
sure.
Of-
he did say the words correctly or write them down correctly. But like... It's just
it's bad. It's bad.
I
you
know.
Don't need to over-explain. We get it.
This is the CW stuff where it's like, oh, okay, now I get it. Now I've been explained enough to understand this like dramatic thing you're trying to create where we realize Jensen has stabbed the doctor.
It's
I know he stabbed the doctor.
He doesn't explain the things he needs to explain and over-explains the things that are obvious.
Yes. Anyway,
she over-explained the obvious thing.
explainingly. They're dripping blood. The scissors or a scissor is dripping bloods. The bloods of the doctor. He slumps beside me, his dead eyes staring through me. Yeah, we know he's dead. Jensen, I squeak. Ooh, sorry.
Jensen.
I squeak. Kemp, he says. The whale's eyes turn to Jensen.
You bastard. You Kemp betrayed me.
Kemp.
So his name's Kemp.
His name's Kemp, yeah.
You bastard. You betrayed me.
No, says Jensen. You betrayed yourself.
Okay. Jensen sits down next to the whale, and the whale bleeds, period. He bleeds, period.
Bleedingly.
Yeah. Down by my feet, I can see the dust mites feeding on his blood, as they do.
Sure, that's what dust mites love. Also, you can still see them.
I can see the dust mites feeding on his blood.
Right. Dust mites are visible easily by the naked eye.
I laugh. I laugh for myself. I laugh for Phillips, and I laugh for Amy. Mostly.
Amy, who has no idea where you've been for 3 years.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I laugh for her when she's gonna laugh at this story when she finds out what I've done and why I didn't explain where I was going.
Mm-hmm. And where my leg went.
And why I didn't contact her, where my leg went, why my entire body is burned with
acid.
Sorry,
protagonist. Amy is busy fucking a guy who works for a billionaire that invented an enlarging ray. And he's huge. Always knows where he is because he's so big.
He's so big. How can you ignore
after
him?
After you disappeared, she wanted a man who was so gigantic she could never not know where he was.
The sequel to this is he goes home and Amy hasn't been faithful and he becomes some sort of incel or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he like becomes an anti-small guy activist.
Yeah, yeah.
He comes home and Amy is living in the shoe of her gigantic boyfriend. I
mean, straight
up. Of
course,
the tiny man got cucked.
Mm-hmm. Like, but like, I swear, like, if Amy did get together with like an enlarged guy, like that would make this story just good. I would ignore every other thing. It would become my favorite short story. What an amazing.
Well, fingers crossed. We still have a couple sentences left.
We do. I laugh. I laugh for myself. I laugh for Phillips, and I laugh for Amy. Mostly, I laugh because I'm alive.
Mm-hmm.
End of story.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
That's the conclusion.
Incredible.
So like,
what have we learned?
Well, I want to come back to like what the allegory was supposed to be about abortion.
Abortion. Yeah.
As he made very clear two times within like two paragraphs and then never again, I feel like nothing else in this story does that. He didn't even like come back to it. Like, I guess technically the actions of like, oh, the doctor. And then, like, his friend killed the abortion doctor, right? Like, that's what he's advocating for, I guess?
Unless, do you think that he doesn't... He has to be conscious that he was doing an abortion allegory.
Oh, he definitely was. He, like, there were so many sentences about, like, choice and, like, it's my body, my purview. It's,
yeah,
like,
oh,
one
he
of
was,
the lines
it was very it. Obviously an abortion
but
allegory.
But then it wasn't.
It's an incompetent one.
But then it wasn't. So maybe he's just saying, you're justified in killing people if they're trying to do abortions. I don't know.
I guess. Yeah, sure. That's the message.
I guess we're giving him too much credit if there is a message.
Well, I think the message that people who are fans of him would get from this if they read it was like, oh, I agree, abortion is bad. Yeah. Like, that's what it's so empty and lazy that like all he needs
it's
to do is those two sentences
that.
And then someone like, oh yeah, I get it, but it's not really what you're doing.
And these tech people not trustworthy, maybe there's some, I don't know.
And like the idea that the law is that like if you have a little guy inside you, like some adult man shrunk down to like kill your mites, then you have the right to kill him. Which, again, I feel like is not the law. Unless he signed a contract that said, go for it.
Even then, I'm not sure you can sign a contract to let somebody murder you in this way. I don't know. Maybe I'm sure you could sign a contract that, like, if I die, it's not his fault. But I don't know that it would apply in this instance.
You'd a liability waiver, sure, but not
murder.
Not active murder. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he could hide.
Like, I accidentally swallowed you.
Death. Yeah.
And like, you're gonna be.
I'll give
in
Ben
my stomach.
The benefit of the doubt on that.
Ooh.
Never
there
do that.
You go.
Mm-hmm. Puns, well, that was a great short story. That changed my feelings about all of society.
Also, yeah. I have a quick question about society. How is it? No. Maybe it's just because we've stretched this out over three different episodes.
Yeah.
Why did the whale want to kill him once he was inside him?
Because he'd seen that the whale had cancer and was going to die and could tell people, and that would be bad for
that's
business.
That's unbelievable.
Wait,
and the fact that
is why.
Yeah, that's why the whale wanted to get him dead.
You know, part of the reason why you forgot, Cody, is because it didn't get mentioned ever again.
It didn't get mentioned ever again.
And you would think
this would be bad.
You would think that would factor in somehow. In some way, you're
Bro,
in his body.
You invented shrinking technology. Business will be fine.
No, but he only uses it to have tiny men fight
shrink
mites
your
for
tumor,
him.
Man.
He's never monetized
shrink that
it,
tumor
Cody.
Down. You don't need to
Cody,
dot, like.
It's like sometimes as an artist, you write something or you put together a song or whatever, and you don't want to sell it. You just want to put it out there because you didn't make it for the money. And
exactly.
You want just one thing that's pure and disconnected from capitalism. That's Stay shrinking people, technology yeah. for this billionaire.
We all have our things. This is, I forgot. That is so fucking stupid.
Just
that's
shrink,
not a,
yeah. Shrink your tumor, man.
Stop him from ruining his company's stocks or something.
Right. Stop him from ruining his company's
also,
stocks by like revealing information that like his technology can fix.
But also like if you just got him out, he wouldn't like be trying to ruin your life. If they saved him and didn't try to kill him, be like, man, can we not talk about what you saw? I'm really struggling
right.
to deal with my cancer diagnosis. Of course, you saved my life.
Yeah. Also, as like your employee, might I suggest using this amazing shrinking technology to shrink the tumor down to nothing? But also,
yeah, maybe we could use the miracle technology you invented to stop this.
Like, don't even tell anybody that you used it for that. If you don't want to use, like, obviously you should, but like, you can keep it to yourself, man. Also, speaking of keeping things to yourself, so maybe this guy signed a contract that said, if I get stuck in your stomach, you can fucking kill me.
Sure,
but. Almost definitely, if you have tiny humans in your office killing the mites for years, because there's no other way to kill the mites,
sure,
if you have that, you definitely have them like sign an NDA for this exact reason.
This is the
first time you overheard a phone call in all your years of being a
That's
tiny
so
guy
funny.
In this guy's office. Like, it's the last minute, I finally heard a phone call, and I'm going to tell everybody because I didn't sign an NDA, which is utter nonsense. Bad job, Ben. Bad job.
Yeah, bad job,
no,
Ben.
No benefit of the doubt. So we're out of time, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's all we need.
Thankfully. There is one more short story left.
Goody.
And before we go, for listeners, for you all, I think we can play a little game. A quick guess of what you think this is called. Keep in mind, this is a Ben Shapiro short story that is a very poorly veiled allegory for something about how, like, I don't know, equality is wrong or fairness
sure.
is
what
bad.
What was the name of this one?
This one was, I believe this was called in the depths or something, or like in the hole.
Yeah,
it's from the
Jonah
pit.
And the whale, but with
I was gonna say it's got
any
be, like,
real. Meaning, like, actual message. Yeah. Again,
Tiny Jonah. And
people on Reddit. Yes, I'm aware he had a message. He just did not succeed in getting it across to absolutely
Yeah,
anyone.
Obviously he has a message. It's just bad
yes.
and poorly
It's just
done.
Incompetent. That's what we mean when we say that, is that there's no actual message because of how badly he wrote the episode.
Yeah.
The fairer sex.
It's complete nonsense.
Yeah.
And
my
baffling
guess was
nonsense.
The fairer sex.
Oh, interesting. That's
sure
a good guess.
I'm excited for Amy to realize where her lover has been for 3 years.
I don't think she cares. She's got that big guy now.
She's dating that giant guy.
She got the enlargening ray inventor. who weirdly makes tumors bigger.
Yeah. And makes like, them so big they can't hurt you.
Yeah.
You just live inside your tumor. You get a free flesh house.
That's the trick.
It's an answer to the housing crisis, really.
Mm, yeah.
Robert, what's your guess for the next chapter? I clearly guessed wrong with the fair sex.
What's the title of the story?
Yeah, we're guessing.
Oh, we're guessing. Why liberals are bad.
You're both wrong, but you're both very close. The next one, and I cannot wait to read this, is called Utopia.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yuck. It made me a little nauseous.
Yeah. Because it's been, I'm going to guess it's like some sort of leftist utopia that is 1984, but written by an idiot.
I guarantee that that's what it is.
Okay. I'm very excited.
A dystopia. In fact, I'm so excited for this. I'm going to read the first sentence of this story out loud.
Oh, Cody, what an embarrassment of riches for our listeners.
Oh, my gosh. You are so lucky. You greedy listeners.
Whip your dicks out, listeners. It's time for
Happy Joy. Get ready. It's time for the mites to come. All right. In all caps, it's a quotation, in all caps, all men are created equal.
Excellent. Oh. Fantastic. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tasty.
That's my bin, baby.
Oh, my God. Oh, Utopia.
That's what I likes to hear.
Well, we're all going to wait with bated breath for this next installment. This has been a delight.
The most excited I have ever been.
Oh, there's IQ
right
shit
now.
In this? Oh my God, of course there's IQ shit in this, baby.
Really?
All right.
We'll be back next week. Check us out online at WorstYearPod.
Check in next week, brohemes and other hemes.
Oh, there's so many words that he's capitalized gender. For no reason.
I tried. Yes. Daniel?
Lovely.
Worst Year Ever is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.